Oxalay? Oxalay?
Kind of insect. You said it was a big old thing like a bumblebee.
Hatimimi. Hatimimi.
It's new.
Himita? Himita?
He's scared.
Emisha? Emisha?
Can you say, I'm new, going back to new?
No, but I can say it. Sahimita? Yeah, it's Sahimita. You talk about yourself. Yeah, Sahimita. I'm young lady or something.
Okay.
Sahimita?
What'd you say one more time?
Sahimita. Himita.
One more time?
Himita.
Okay. I think I read it right. I don't understand why sometimes the M sounds kind of wrong. He's sober.
Costini.
Maybe this doesn't mean he's sober. Maybe it means he sobers up.
Costini ta.
Can you just say Costini?
Costini. Costini.
So is a better translation for that one he sobers up rather than he's sober? I thought Costini only meant he's wise.
Ask her.
No, you're the expert here. We aren't going to make Onita commit herself on a matter like this. I know when I asked Onita how to say he's sober, she said Costini.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Costini? Costini?
Yeah. Is Costini, can we call that he's sober? He is sober, or is it better to say he sobers up?
Yeah, Costini.
Is that he's sober? He is sober, or is it better he's sober?
Costini taha.
Right, but how about if I wanted to translate Costini?
Costini?
Yeah. He's getting sober? Is that what
Costini taha?
But I don't want the taha in the end. I want to know the best way to translate Costini.
Costini?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said Costini. Costini?
He's sober? Is that an okay translation?
I don't know.
Do you think it's better to say he's sober or he sobers up for Costini?
Costini taha?
Right, but supposing I wanted to say Costini. This is the morphological.
Costini? You can say it, Costini.
Okay, would that be better translated into English as he's sober or he sobers up? He sobers up is better.
Costini taha? Costini taha?
Understand the question I'm asking you?
I don't know now.
I want to know the best English translation for Costini.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll try different things with people. The kind of owl, a horned owl that you call Catini?
Catini. Catini?
Sit down.
Benili? Benili?
Talking to a bunch of people, hobinili.
Hobinili.
Can you say hobinili?
Yeah, hobinili. Hobinili.
That's better for your purposes. I forgot about that word. It's rumbling or it's revving. Talking about an engine.
Itiwinichi. Itiwinichi.
You're heavy.
Chuiki. Chuiki.
He shakes himself, talking about a dog. Iliwiloli.
Iliwiloli. Iliwiloli. Chime? Chime?
He's proud. He thinks he can do anything. The one I want is Iliyimi.
Iliyimi? Iliyimi?
It dries up.
Shilataha?
How about if you're talking about like a pond?
Oh, Shippataha? Shippa? Shippa?
We've done this word before, so I can skip it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's all piled up.
Itana chita.
How about chikibi?
Oh. Chikibi. Chikibi.
Okay, that's the accent in one. And I lately have not been successful in getting it without the accent, although my notes suggest that at some point in time I have gotten it without the accent. But yeah. Lately, it doesn't exist without the accent. Poke salad.
Kushiba. Kushiba.
They don't know what poke salad is. There is a classic.
We'll
yes. Well, it grows behind Onita's house still. You still got it back there? it used to grow behind Onita's house. There used to be a classic country western song called Poke Salad Annie. But I do not know it, and I cannot sing it for you. But Heather Hardy used to tell me about it. He closes it.
Ukshita? Ukshita?
Tree.
Itte. Itte.
It's cone-shaped, like an upside-down ice cream cone.
Shikilili?
Yep.
Shikilili?
We got it's all piled up. He's standing up.
Hikia. Hikia.
He catches up with her.
Sake? Sake?